This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Let's go to the Make It Right, Call Kyle Wright hotline. He was in that press conference. You heard him asking questions of Andrew Barry. Maybe he's going to apply to be a thought partner. From the Chronicle-Telegram and BrownZone.com, he's Mr. Scott Petrak. Hello, sir.
Hey.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're having a big day.
It's an emotional day for us,
so,
for Jeff and I. Yes.
You and I, Andy, we all understand, we all get, we all said it. Coaches in the NFL don't survive 8 wins in 2 years. How do general managers survive that?
That's a good question. I think you have a really good draft class before those decisions are made. I think you were here for not only the last 6 years, but you know Andrew Barry was here before that in a different capacity. So you build a long, long relationship with ownership, and ownership trusts you, and they believe you're incredibly smart, which is not any stretch to believe. And they put their faith in you. And I guess the other part of this is it's easier for coaches to be judged on wins and losses. And I think it's not as easy for general managers. I'm not sure that makes sense. I know I don't agree with the decision to separate Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry. And I wrote that over the weekend. I think the roster played a big part in the record, and that's Andrew Barry's, you know, responsibility. But the Haslams feel that Andrew Barry did a better job in his job than Kevin Stefanski did in his.
Are you surprised at all that this happened and the way this split?
Yeah, to some degree, you know, I think in the last, whatever, 3, 4 days, 5 days, it felt like it was going to go this direction. I wasn't convinced that it 100% would. If you told me a month ago, 2 months ago, that it would happen where Kevin got fired and Andrew stayed, I would have been shocked by that. I'm surprised by that, and I'm surprised, and maybe I shouldn't. Maybe it's just me being naive. But they'd been together so long, they were connected for so long, and it kind of feels like at some point there's a divide, right? Not like socially or personally, but it's, hey, I'm doing my job well enough to keep it, and the other guy's not. And, you know, I guess I maybe should have expected that. And I'm not even saying it became, like, contentious, because I don't think it did. It just strikes me as not how I envisioned things going down.
Scott, I think a lot of fans are attached to Jim Schwartz. Players can be attached to Jim Schwartz. I would tell everybody, don't get excited there, because a new coach might have completely different ideas. But does this mean anything? Andrew Barry had his 1 year away from the Browns in Philadelphia in 2019. The DC of that team was Jim Schwartz. And now he's the DC in Cleveland. That mean anything?
I think it does. I would put, right now, if you're handicapping the coaching search, I think Jim Schwartz would be the favorite. And that's because we don't know exactly who's going to be out there. We don't know who they're interested in. We don't know who they're going to interview. And I don't think they've made their minds up. But I mean, Jimmy Haslam talked about how impressed he is with Jim Schwartz. I think he used the word, I love Jim Schwartz. Absolutely, he wants to keep him. Now, they're not going to force the next coach to keep him, but one way you get around that is you just hire that guy to be your head coach. And he's been a head coach before. You know, plenty of players today endorsed him to be the head coach. And I'm not even saying that's the right move or not. I'm just saying that there's a little bit of vibe there going, okay, maybe it could be Jim Schwartz, run it back with the number two ranked defense that's been number one in the league in the 3 years he's been here collectively. A bunch of guys are coming back on that defense. You don't have to switch the scheme, right? It would be an easy transition. I'm not saying that would be the right transition because it would feel a lot like what we just saw, right? Because you'd probably bring back Tommy Rees as your play caller.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, I'm just assuming that, right? So then the one big change is Kevin, and maybe, you know, maybe they get rid of Bubba Ventrone or something. But it doesn't feel big enough to me as a change-wise, but I could certainly see that happening.
With all the jobs that are opening today, how attractive is this job to a coach that would be coming in from the outside?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, a lot of times I think it doesn't really matter. You know, these
really?
Jobs are precious. But when it matters is if there's multiple teams vying for you, right? I mean, that's when it matters, I think, the attractiveness of the job. You know, I think the fact that the Haslams have deep pockets is attractive. I do think working with Andrew Berry would be attractive. You know, he's a smart guy. I think he's easy to work with. You know, I've never heard anybody say anything besides that. So I think that's a selling point. The defense, Myles Garrett, is a selling point. The problem is they don't know who their quarterback is, and that's a huge problem. And if you're comparing it to Tennessee and the new coach believes in Cam Ward, and you're comparing it to Atlanta, maybe where
New
they
York,
might have
Jackson
their coach.
Dart.
Thank you. That's the other one I was going for. Jackson Dart, right? If you're the Giants and the next coach likes Jackson Dart, then I think that's an easier sell because, you know, not that Andrew said anything we don't know, but the two most important decisions are the coach and the quarterback. And if you're the coach and the organization's already figured out the other one, you're ahead of the game.
I was glad to hear Andrew Berry be noncommittal about the starting quarterback next year and to say that they're going to look at the quarterback market, and then he used the words external veteran options. Good. Go, you know, check it out and see and open it up and have a real competition. You know, and that's okay by me. Scott, what do you think?
Well, I don't know if I'm crazy about a competition. I like the idea of looking at every option, whether that's with the number six pick, whether that's trying to trade up from number six, whether that's at 25 or wherever they draft with the Jaguars pick, whether it's Malik Willis or just name whoever it is that's available, whether they're veterans through free agency, trade, or in the draft. I like taking all those into account. I'm not sure I love the idea of showing up day one and saying, yeah, we don't know who the starting quarterback is. Now, is there a scenario where that plays out like that? Sure. Would Shadur have to compete for the starting job? Maybe. You know, Andrew said he's very much a work in progress, which means it didn't sound like they're just going to hand him the job, which I think is the right move. I think he's been made big strides, but I don't think he's shown enough to say, yeah, he's the guy for 2026. So I think you just have to open all avenues. But if you're the Browns, I don't think you just collect assets at that position like you did this offseason. I think you identify the guy you want to be the starter, if it's in the draft or a veteran guy.
He was asked about Deshaun Watson, said he can't look into the future, but as it stands now, yes, he's on the roster next year.
Yeah.
What if a new coach thinks that's his best option?
Yeah, I mean, I'd be stunned. You know, what would make them think that, right? What would make the
next
coach think
yeah,
that Deshaun
Watson's
the best option, unless you give him a bunch of other bad options?
Because I would think if you're actually looking at external veteran options, you would have to get one before you rolled Deshaun Watson out there at training camp, right?
Yeah, I would think so. I think Deshaun Watson is going to be here because they owe him $46 million and don't want to pay that for him not to be here.
There is that.
So whatever role that winds up being. And, you know, Andrew did leave the door open for him not to be here, but the expectation is that he will be here. you know, if they changed GMs, then I thought there was a much greater chance that Watson wouldn't be here next year. But with Andrew, it just makes sense that he's going to be here. But he didn't commit to him having any kind of specific role, which I think is, you know, just makes all the sense in the world. The guy hasn't played in, you know, since October 2024, and he was bad before that. So, you know, will he be here? Probably. Can you count on him having any kind of significant role? I don't think so. And I wouldn't trust a coach that thinks that he should be your guy week one.
How long till Kevin gets another gig? What do you think? And what does that say? Again, I keep going back to Mike Vrabel. And Jeff and I looked at each other when Vrabel was let go from Tennessee. We're like, oh, he's going to have a job in 2 minutes.
Sure.
And then he ended up sitting out for a year. Now, I don't know if that was his choice or not and didn't like the jobs that might have been available. But, like, I'm wondering what that says about Kevin the longer this the longer he does now. Like, I don't know. I'm looking at just kind of betting charts. People are saying that Kevin's going to land pretty quick. But your thoughts?
Yeah, I do think he's going to land quick. And, you know, part of the reason I think that is, you know, the national media buzz that has been out there about that, you know, connecting him to the Giants, connecting him to potential other jobs. And I think it speaks to how highly respected Kevin is in this league and a feeling that he wasn't given the best circumstances to win here. And when he was given decent circumstances, he won 11 games twice and went to the playoffs. I think that is probably the prevailing opinion outside of this building, is that it wasn't Kevin Stefanski's fault that they only won 8 games over the last 2 seasons. Obviously, the feeling inside the building is different. So I expect him to get a job in this offseason. You know, I don't know who it's going to be. Maybe it's the Giants. But I think he lands on his feet quickly. And if it's not this year, I think he'll have a job, you know, next year if he wants it. Because I do think he's super respected. He's young. He's smart. He's handled a bunch of crazy stuff here and shown that he doesn't, you know, doesn't bat an eye. He's really unflappable. And he's going to sit down with whoever GM or whoever owner and impress them too.
Scott Petrak joining us, brownzone.com. You'll read all of Scott's coverage of the coaching change and the coaching search and everything else. He'll be all over it. Tell me what you thought of a lot of talk about a young team adding players to the offense and, you know, how it fits, and then how might that relate to either a veteran coach or a coordinator type coming in? You know, I would think a coordinator type would be, okay, we can build with this guy and build the roster. A veteran coach to me would mean, hey, we think we're ready to win now. Did you get any sense one way or the other based on some of those thoughts?
I did not, and I think the reason for that is...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Andrew Berry is so deliberate and analytical, and not like analytics, analytical. He gives everything deep thought,
right,
that he knows better than to lock himself into any one way of thinking. And I feel comfortable, having known Andrew for a while and watched him work, that that's true. So it's like quarterback when he says, yes, we're going to look at this avenue and this avenue. I think he feels the same way about the coaching search. And he mentioned how Kevin had not been a head coach previously and that they were the only team that interviewed him in 2019 and then 2020 when he got the job. So they're not going to follow the trends. They're not going to, you know, just lock in on all the popular candidates. They're going to do a bunch of research and interview a bunch of guys. And if they feel that person is the leader necessary, it's not going to matter if it's an offensive guy or defensive guy. It's not going to matter if it's a coordinator or a quarterback coach or a veteran guy. So I think that's just the way it is. Now, would you have to convince a veteran coach that you might be 2 years away from having a chance to compete for a Super Bowl or whatever that time frame would be? Maybe that's a harder sell than a young guy in his first job looking to grow and grow with maybe a rookie quarterback. I could see that argument, but I don't think right now Andrew's leaning one way or the other in that regard.
Would you have kept both guys, or would you have moved on from both guys?
That's a great question, Jeff. I personally would have kept them both.
Me too.
But I completely understand the argument to move on. I get 8 wins isn't enough. I get that it might be stale after 6 years. I get the frustration of the fan base and looking to give them some reason to get excited. I understand all those things, and I don't think there's a great, compelling argument for the status quo. You know, so
I
wouldn't have been able to fight with you very much on that. But I personally think I don't think Kevin Stefanski was the reason they didn't win games. So I would not have fired Kevin. And then, you know, I think Andrew's a different discussion. And I saw a lot of good stuff in the last, like Jimmy has them laid it out, right? There's a lot of good stuff in last year. And they decided that outweighed the plenty of misses in Andrew's 5 years. And there were hits along those first 5 years too. But without this last year, there's no way that Andrew Berry keeps that job and Kevin Stefanski doesn't.
Joel Bitonio today, just listening. Yeah. I'm just curious your thoughts and how emotional that was.
Hey, almost had me crying there. I only cry, you know, TV and movies. But, yeah, it's, you know, and he said he hasn't made up his mind and he doesn't feel any different this year than he did last year. You know, it sounds more like he's leaning toward retirement, but that just could be the way I'm hearing it, you know. And maybe it's a second time through, so it sounds more real this time. But, you know, I mean, known Joel forever, you know, I think he's probably my favorite guy I've ever covered.
Wow.
So to see him get emotional talking about, you know, the pride he takes in his job and how he wants to be remembered, yeah, that was an emotional moment that I think got a lot of people that know Joel well.
This is a quick thing. Andrew Berry mentioned next several weeks for the head coaching search.
Yeah, I don't think it is. And part of that is just the, you know, the wide net they're going to cast. Part of it is the rules that are set up now in the league where, you know, if a guy's on a playoff team, you can't hire him. And it's harder to interview him, right? You have to stagger the interviews. Yep. You can't meet with the guy in person if he's on a playoff team until the end of January. Or, you know, I don't have the exact dates in my head, but it's a while. So I would think that just kind of leads itself toward not having a quick decision on this.
Thank you for joining us today. We know you're slammed, and we thank you very, very much. And we'll be chatting with you. Thanks, bud.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, all.
Scott Petrak, BrownZone.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.